Chapter 5. But thou, Beit Lechem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the Alfei Yehuda, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be Moshe Yisrael, whose goings forth have been Mikedem, Mimeolam. Therefore will he give them up until the Et Yoledah hath brought forth. Then the rest of his brethren shall return unto Bnei Yisrael, and he shall stand and shall shepherd in the strength of Hashem, in the majesty of the Shem, of Hashem Elohav, and they shall live, for then shall he be great unto the ends of Haaretz. And this shall be Shalom when the Assyrians shall invade our land, and when he shall set foot on our Armanot, then shall we raise against him Sheva Roim and Shmone Nesehe Adam, and they shall shepherd Eretz Ashur with the Herev, and Eretz Nimrod at its gates. Thus shall he deliver us from the Assyrian when he cometh into our land, and when he sets foot within our borders. And the Sheri Yaakov shall be in the midst of many people, like Tal from Hashem, like the showers upon the grass, that doth not await man's bidding, nor tarry for the Bnei Adam. And the Sheri Yaakov shall be among the Goyim in the midst of many people, like an Aryeh among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion among the Edrei, who, if he go through, both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Thine hand shall be lifted up upon thine adversaries, and kol oiveha shall be cut off. And it shall come to pass in Yom Hahu, saith Hashem, that I will cut off thy susim out of the midst of thee, and I will destroy thy merkavot, and I will cut off the cities of thy land, and throw down all thy Mivzarim, and I will cut off Keshafim out of thine hand, and thou shalt have no more sorcerers. Thy graven images also will I cut off, and thy sacred pillars out of the midst of thee. And lo tishtahave, the work of thine hands, and I will pluck up thy Asherim out of the midst of thee. So will I destroy thy cities, and I will execute vengeance in anger and fury upon the Goyim that were without Mishmat.